Unfortunately, Digital Katie has just suggested that you should roll 3d10s for everything, because then it would be L-O-L-O-L-O. So I think we all take 5 points of psychic damage.
Hello and welcome to the D20 Future Show. I am, as always, your host and your GM, Richard. This episode comes to you a week later than I'd hoped. I'm really sorry about that. The editing schedule has been... well, it's had to be confronted by real life, which just didn't allow for proper editing of the episode. Sorry about that. Nonetheless, this is episode 4 of our Everyday Heroes adventure, following the Paranormal Investigation Squad of the National Crime Agency as they investigate the Carrington disappearance. This is part of our partnership with Evil Genius Productions to celebrate their now-complete Kickstarter for Everyday Heroes, the 5e-powered modern action game. The Kickstarter campaign is now over, but pre-orders are open. Go to @EvilGeniusGames on Twitter, find Evil Genius Games on Facebook, or go to EvilGeniusGames.com to check out free downloads and maybe even pre-order the game, and one of the astonishing lineup of cinematic adventures, including character options, setting details, and an adventure set in some of your favourite movie worlds, including Rambo, Kong Skull Island, The Crow, and Universal Soldier. As well as podcasting our Everyday Heroes adventure, we'll be playing it live on our Twitch stream, The D20 Future Show Live, at twitch.tv/D20Future Show, live at 18:30 BST every other Tuesday, and as a VOD afterwards. We'd love to have you come and join our delightful chat and get involved. So, it's time for me to say, previously, on the D20 Future Show.
I'm Alid. I'm playing Dr. Gethin Roberts, a forensic pathologist smart hero, and I'm looking for answers from the great beyond.
And Adam?
Yes, I'm playing Philip Romano. He's a former police officer. He got kicked off the force for bundling an investigation into some drug. I don't know, drug stuff. So yeah, you joined the squad.
Hey, I'm George. I play Lance Blakely. He is a ex-detective who was relegated to the paranormal squad after losing his mind, essentially, after his daughter went missing in a case that he was unable to solve and is now somewhat a functioning alcoholic.
Hi, I'm Alex. I'm playing James Jones, a charismatic leader who is rocketing his way up the police force before being politically outmaneuvered and thrown sideways and downwards into the paranormal investigation squad.
You here on business, are you?
Yes, we are.
Don't know what business is that?
I show my police badge.
Oh, the filth, are you?
You wouldn't happen to have met a Mr. and Mrs. of Manchester, would you?
Met them all, yes.
Oh, go tell me more, please.
Why, are you just making me do the voice, or...
Yes, spooky? I am.
Something about the exposed beams and the slatted woods remind you of the photo? Three of you. Obviously, Lancaster couldn't give a stuff. And it's this point that there is a bright strip light, like a... like a tear in reality, and through steps a humanoid figure, and that is where we're going to stop for today. And that's where we left off last time. It's where we're going to pick up now. And so we're going to roll for initiative, please.
I still like to think that Lance is still out at the pub and the aliens appeared in his room without... there's not, no one there. It's like, there's someone supposed to be here.
Yeah, the alien sat for a bit, checked its watch, jumped back through the fabric of reality and waited for Lance to finally get home again.
I get advantage on initiative, which is great.
You do, because you are... I forget.
I'm a scoundrel.
Because you're a scoundrel.
I'm a right scoundrel.
I can't be surprised.
Okay.
Because I have a sixth sense. I don't know if that does anything here, but...
What it means is that you roll initiative, there is no surprise round, but I hadn't been...
Right.
I hadn't been going to inflict a surprise round on you on the grounds that you're kind of in trouble as it stands,
sure.
So...
Yeah, you're not a cruel demon.
Sure, mm-hmm. Let's say that's what's going on.
I am last in initiative.
We'll see.
I'd like to think I'm first, with a 23.
Philip?
Hello.
You see a large monstrous creature with large talons, spiked ridges down the back, a sort of cruel mouth, and a single eyeball in the centre of the forehead. A baleful eye peers out from the darkness, its gleam hinting at weird intelligence and unnerving malevolence. It's a nasty surprise. What do you do?
Well, I've got a few things going on in my head right now.
Yep.
First of all, I'm thinking, you know, he might look aggressive, but he might not be aggressive. I mean, is it a he? Can I tell?
Roll me a perception check.
I'm having a right good gander. 16.
Hard to say. You can't see any evidence it's male, okay. Let's say. But you're not that familiar with this aberration's biology.
Let's have a right good stare for a second. But then, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to shoot first because it might be friendly. It just might have a, you know, don't judge a book by its cover. You know, be a nice person. So what's the lighting level in the room? Is it well lit? Is a big light on? Oh. Because I'm trying to think, can I quickly kind of stealth away and hide just to see?
No.
Okay.
You're in a bedroom with it. It's within 5 feet of you.
Okay, fine. Can I take a step back so that, you know, metagames no attack of opportunity?
So you're going to take the disengage action?
Yes. Okay. Is that an actual proper action?
Yeah.
Oh, what? Okay, can I just... Oh, I've got a pistol anyway, so I kind of have to. Yeah, all right, I'm going to do that. So I can't hold an action as well?
No, because your action is to disengage.
I don't want to shoot it first. Can I just hold an action, just full stop?
Instead of disengaging, yes. You could hold an action to shoot as soon as it attacks?
Basically, yes. Yeah. I want Han to shoot first, is my point.
Okay.
Han shot first. So
you've cast yourself as Greedo in this metaphor.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Lance.
So how far away is this guy from me?
He is within 5 feet of you.
Right up in your grills.
Oh, great. I'm going to reach for my stun baton. No, my stun gun.
Okay.
And I'm going to hit him with that.
Okay. Go for it.
13.
13 is a miss.
Ooh.
Great.
You strike the creature's armour. The bullet ricochets off, and you think, ooh, that's gonna be a bit of a problem to explain in the morning. The four creatures attack. The four creatures suck. Philip, your defense is going to be more than 7.
Yes, it is.
Yep, Lance's, yours is going to be more than 9.
Yep.
Gethin, I've got good news and bad news, but tell me your defense is less than 16.
Ooh. Yeah, it is.
And James, is your defense less than 13?
No, it's 14.
Okay. Gethin, probably the best equipped to take a slash from a creature from beyond reality. The creature slashes at you. Everybody else manages to duck out of the way one way or the other.
Finish your thing first, but then as a response.
Okay, I was going to say, obviously the creature climbs over the bed to close the distance and then attacks. It attacks, you're going to attack it back.
Yeah, but deal with your thing first.
How many hit points do you have?
I have 9 hit points.
Does Dr. Gethin have a brother?
You have how many hit points?
9.
Okay, you have 0 hit points now. So we'll get to find out about those rules in a minute. So that's cool.
Straight away.
As the creature slashes down and you drop to the floor, unconscious.
Nice. Wow.
Have you made an overpowered first enemy, Richard?
No. I've made 4. So, Philip, as the creature closes in, you're like, yeah, I gave peace a chance.
Yep.
I did what the Beatles asked.
Yep.
And then you attack.
Yep. So that's a 21. And I don't have a d10.
Okay, I'm just going to check.
You better not tell me that they're defense of 21.
No, I'm not going to tell you that. I'm just checking that it's difficult to make comments. So you're going to roll with disadvantage because, of course, we're in close combat.
Okay, yeah. 11.
11 is a miss. So in your panic, you manage to miss. The rule is very much like in 5th edition that you're familiar with. Ranged attacks to a creature within melee combat of you is that's difficult. You have disadvantage to do so. Gethin, let's turn to the what happens when you lose all your hit points rules. Roll a d20. There are no modifiers.
That's a fail.
Okay.
That was an 8.
Failed death save, yeah.
All right, so just make a note, that's one failed death save.
Yeah.
James.
I'm going to hit it with a baton. Better hit it with a...
That seems like a logical thing to do.
Yeah.
Roll to attack. That's the face of a man who's missed.
Natural one!
Yeah, you miss. You swipe at the thing, it ducks out of the way, and you sort of overbalance. We won't put you prone, but it's not effective. Philip.
I'm just going to try and shoot it again, because I can't disengage and then shoot in the same turn, by the sounds of it.
Unless you have that ability as a scoundrel, no.
I have level 1 sneak attack and an underground contact. Does that help?
No.
Cool. Okay, I think it said a 13 doesn't hit, does it?
A 13 does not hit, no.
Then there's nothing I can do.
Then you miss. Okay.
I'm just firing blindly into the wall.
Lance.
Great, I'm going to hit him with my stun gun again. It says gun, but it's actually a melee weapon. So I'm imagining some kind of stun ban or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's
absolutely fine.
That's a 7, so I'm going to say that's
so,
a
So, once again, that's a miss.
Sure.
Oh, they suck so bad. Why must they suck?
Well, they really don't. They've already knocked one of our party unconscious.
Your defense is 14. Let's just check the... Oh, yeah, that's a hit. Catching you for 7 points of damage with its claws.
Okay. That doesn't kill me, but I was already injured, so that's not great. I am not looking good, for the record.
Okay, I'd like you...
So, that gives me quite a big advantage on this. That's 24.
Gethin, we'll have another death save from you, please.
Don't roll a 1.
So another fail. Oh, 3.
Oh, dear.
Okay, right.
There's nothing we can do about this right now, because you've isolated us all. This is your fault.
Yeah, I know. James.
I'm thinking that all I can really do is hit it with a nightstick, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I'm in a similar position.
It's certainly an approach.
Just attack with disadvantage, that's all I can do.
Yeah, I'm going to hit it with a nightstick.
Go for it.
12?
12 is a miss. Swipes down, catching you. You swing and you just catch it on one of its kind of on its bony arm, doing no damage. Philip.
I'm going to try something different, just in the hope, because ultimately I'm not going to hit it, and in the end it's just going to one-shot me. So I'm just going to try go a completely different way and go back to being the good guy. How exactly am I going to do this? Can I see the vague intelligence in its eyes, similarly to...
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the hope that it at least vaguely understands me, I'm going to try and... Things I want to make it a deception, because that's my biggest bonus, but I can't make it work. So
I'm not sure how you would lie to this creature.
I can't make it work, so it's going to just be like a persuasion or something.
You're not hopelessly overpowering me. I outmatch you in some way. Yeah.
So it's going to probably just be a persuasion. But just like, tell me what you want. Why are you here? And just in the hope that it... Because ultimately, I'm not going to hit it, because I'm rolling at disadvantage. So I'm trying to... I've tried twice and I've failed. So I'm going a different way about it. So I just try. Mm-hmm. I just try and talk to it, basically. Whether that even needs a roll. Or
okay,
not.
Roll me a persuasion check with disadvantage.
With disadvantage, okay. But I have a black dot in my charisma save circle.
That's a charisma save. So should you have to make a charisma saving throw, you'll get proficiency with that.
Can we not do it with disadvantage? Because then I rolled well.
No.
Okay, then 10.
All right, you're unable to think of a way of persuading this creature not to attack you.
Yeah, I know, but it's going to do it anyway. Would a 19 have done anything interesting?
We'll never know.
Okay, so after missing this thing twice and it hitting Lance twice, Lance is beginning to doubt that it's even real.
Okay.
So I would like to spend my turn investigating and analysing this creature to see exactly what it is and any more information I can observe from it.
Are you going to remain in melee combat with the thing as you do so, or are you going to disengage?
Well, can I disengage and do that? Or is that
I think you could disengage and then...
I'll disengage and like step towards the door then.
Okay.
And then just try and analyze this thing.
Make an investigation check.
That is a... I'm double proficient in it because that's a thing. So 16.
Yeah, it's very real. This thing is incredibly real. And then, as quickly as it appeared, all four of the creatures vanish. And you are left, having been absolutely certain this thing is real, it's gone. There is only the evidence of the mess of your room.
Great.
That it was here at all. That it was real.
So I just rolled myself a wisdom save and I rolled a 4.
Yep.
So Philip 100% believes that he talked it down and it left.
Okay.
Because
yeah,
Philip tried to talk to it and played the good guy with it. And it was like, oh, these guys aren't bad. We'll leave them to it. So Philip 100% believes that because he rolled poorly on a wisdom check. So.
All right. That seems perfectly reasonable. Yeah. Let's just...
So who's in like the, are we in like what, or like are we all in rooms next to each other?
Yeah.
Like who's nearest to me, or am I like in the middle?
Yeah. What's the order of the rooms?
What order?
Three of you are on one side of the corridor.
Okay.
So in let's say room 27.
I thought it was 1 to 4 that we had because we were the four people staying.
Correct. In room... well done. In room 1, we have Philip.
Yep.
In room 2, we have Alid. In room 3... Sorry, room 1, we have Philip. In room 3, we have Alid.
Who?
In room 4, we have Alex. And in room 2, we have Lance.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, James. So you've got...
James,
you've got
Gethin.
3 in a row.
You said all the numbers in different order. Who's next to me was my first question, and you confused me by
Gethin.
Not doing it 1,
Gethin
2, 3, 4.
Next.
Okay. My instinct
Gethin
would be
next door
instantly
to
go next door because he's the nearest person to me. I'd be like,
okay.
Gethin, I just spoke to an alien.
My first response would be fairly similar to run out of the room.
Yeah, yeah.
Gethin, I'd like you to make a death-saving throw, please.
15.
Hey!
That's one pass, okay?
You have a chance.
You have a chance.
So I might be the one that kills you then if I fail.
So Philip and James rush out of their rooms together, see each other, and Philip says,
I just spoke to an alien.
Yeah, one turned up in my room too and nearly flipping killed me.
I do the thing, you know, in the Harry Potter film where he does like the, with the, like the, when he's talking about the spider, the pincers, like I try and like mimic like its face with my hands.
I point to the massive gash on my shoulder. I don't know, where was it that he gashed me?
Whoa.
At which point, I'd like Gethin to make a death-saving throw, please.
Natural 20.
Oh, you're alive. There we go, it's fine. Yeah, we'll carry on then. We'll just leave you in the room for now.
Yowzers, you are on one hit point, Gethin, as you come to find the only evidence of the creature is the massive gash across your chest. You're lying in a pool of your own blood. You don't feel so good.
Can you hear a commotion outside?
I say to Philip, let's check on the other two.
Okay.
Which one do you want to take?
I'll take
go to one of the rooms. I'm not particularly thinking about which one. I'm just going for one and letting you go for one.
My plan wasn't to be like an excitable child, but Philip's actually got excited that he spoke to an alien, so I'll let the kids come out of him a little bit. Or whether it's Philip or just me, I don't know. I've got a bit excited for a second.
I'm going to my own room.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's a good job Alan rolled a natural 20,
know,
isn't it?
Because
if you two faffing around, he would have died without medical attention.
Sorry, Alan. Gethin. Alan's fine. Gethin's in trouble.
I'm going to run up and knock on Lance's room. And if I'm not going to knock on, I'm just going to burst in.
Okay. Lance, did you lock the door?
Would Lance have locked the door? Yeah, he probably would have.
The door is locked.
And I hear someone trying to get in.
You hear the door turn, the door handle turn, yes.
I'll grab my gun and then, like, hold against the wall and, like,
yep.
Slowly open it.
I'm going to say, Lance, are you okay?
Lower the gun and then holster it and then open it, open the door. Yeah, well, what's up?
Me and Philip have both just seen aliens appear in our rooms simultaneously at the same time. Did anything weird happen to you?
Yeah.
Does it not have like a...
Aliens don't exist, though. So, it can't have been that. Must have been something else.
You saw it, though.
I saw something.
I point to the massive gash which, not far off, killed me.
I'll look at it and say, so it was real.
I'm gonna say yes.
And the others?
Philip's run out of his room and he's just gone and checked on Gethin. I came to you.
At which point would Gethin have locked his door?
Yep,
okay.
Yep.
Then yeah, I tried to hand him like, Gethin! I spoke to an alien! Like, I just shout through the door, just like the kids come out of me again. And
because we're at the door at this moment in time, I'm going to have a look around and see where he's up to.
I'll come out of the room as well.
How
just,
are you?
Kind of keep an eye
Gethin,
out.
Gethin, are you conscious again now?
Well, yes, but I have.
It's in a bad way. Yeah.
Basically just almost died and bled out. So I'm not going to be jumping up and joining everybody in their celebrations.
I start doing the really annoying kid thing.
Are you opening the door for Philip is the important part of this?
No, I'm lying on the floor in a pool of my own blood.
Okay.
There's not much I can do then.
Do you respond to this in any way in terms of Philip? Us?
Not Philip, so that's me. That's my character's name.
I don't know. I'd imagine I'd be in shock.
That's reasonable, I think.
Okay, in that case, if Philip's not done it by this point, I'm going to kick down the door.
Well, all right. Yeah, Philip's still on a bit of a high. Yeah, so that's fine.
Make a strength roll.
That is 14?
You smash through the door. Gethin, as you're sitting there in shock, the door explodes open.
I rush in and try and help him in some way, shape, or form.
You got a red carpet in this room. That's cool.
Gethin is lying there, kind of just sort of holding himself. He's not really moving. You can't really see much kind of consciousness in his eyes.
He is conscious, isn't he?
He is, but...
He's just in shock.
He's just in shock.
Okay, I'm going to try and help him, patch him up, talk to him, calm him down a little bit. Is there going to be any sort of check for that, or is that just a thing that happens?
No, I think that's fine. As you kind of... grab some kind of bedding,
yeah.
Push it against the wound,
yeah.
And just kind of talk to him.
Yeah.
Gethin slowly starts to respond.
Yeah.
What happened?
All of us just got attacked by aliens. I point to a gash on my own chest.
And I talked them down.
Completely ignoring this, because I don't really trust what Philip says. actually, can I make an insight check on whether I believe Philip that he talked them down or not?
Sure.
The thing is, Philip 100% believes it, so I'm not sure how that works against... I don't know. Go on, Richard, how does it work?
Give me an insight roll.
Quite poor. 5.
5. Hard to say. Is it a weird boast? Does he really believe it? Very hard to say with a 5.
I'm unsure. I'm not that bothered
just leave
about
it, yeah.
At this point in time. Not fully believing it, but not fully disbelieving it either. Open to any possibility at this point in time. Given
what time
that I've
is
just
it
seen
now?
An alien.
Is it like 9 o'clock-ish?
No, it's closer. It's closer to 1 o'clock in the morning now.
Okay.
So it's like in the middle of the night. So.
Yeah.
Cool.
I turn to the other guys and go, Gethin clearly needs medical attention, but how
the, he's the doctor, isn't he?
Heck do we explain this if we call emergency services?
Are there bears in Northumbria? I don't know. They're like
only in toy shops.
Could pass it out as a dog attack, maybe.
Big dog. I imagine the scar's like
I
massive.
I think we need to call this in. To
well,
what's our supervisor's name again? Richard?
Victoria Misty Leaf.
Victoria Misty Leaf.
Chief Superintendent Misty Leaf.
That's a great name.
I think we might need to call this into Victoria Misty Leaf.
Full name.
I did not expect this.
What did they look like? Bear in mind, I think at this point, I'm going to just say I didn't wake up. And I just straight just sort of...
You sort of stumbled out of something.
Yes.
And then were just attacked. Yeah.
So I'm okay. Not aware of the rift or the...
Yeah.
The monster in the slightest. Mm-hmm.
It's a shame, because Dr. Gethin's probably the most likely to have believed what happened.
I slowly try to explain what happened with the situation whilst doing my best to patch both Gethin and myself up. Because I'm also quite injured here.
I do first aid on myself?
You can all, to a certain extent, relax in that this is 5e, so at the end of a long rest, you recover all of your hit points.
Ah, there we go. Just go to bed.
During a short rest... You use your hit dice, which would be one of whatever your hit dice is, but you could also, during a short rest, improve your hit point through medical attention, the rules for which are relatively simple, I think. The hero or other person who is providing the medical attention requires a first aid kit or other medical supplies for the task. They cannot receive hit points during the rest as they are working to care others. So if you're treating somebody else during a short rest, you can't also rest because you're not resting.
Sure.
That's logic. You make a wisdom medicine check, DC 10. If they succeed, everyone gains a reroll of each hit die. If they fail, hit points are recovered normally. So the one person who is being medically treated... So one person has to medically treat everybody. If they do that with their medicine check, if they pass, everyone else gets a reroll on their... They get two rolls for each of their hit die that they reroll.
So the natural, obvious choice for that would be Gethin, but he's injured, so...
I can do it if you want. I can.
He is right now, but you are going to have a long rest very shortly, because it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
So we just go to bed, leave Gethin bleeding out in his bed.
I'm also particularly happy with sleeping in this room anymore, in this hotel.
Okay.
Given that this... I'm now fairly convinced that this isn't the first time that this has happened in this hotel, given the previous picture that we had, and thinking that it looked like this hotel, and that the last occupants have that we knew of.
You could take a short rest overnight if you wanted. Spend the time...
Part of me wants to metagame this and go, we need a long rest. Let's have a long rest.
Yeah, I'm trying not to just metagame and go, oh, let's long rest, because I'm also thinking... Well, my bed is clearly just covered in blood.
Well,
I've got red on me.
I mean, unless, of course, metagaming for a minute, is there a danger that these creatures will reappear?
Well, I'm going to say...
In the rooms where clearly they appear.
I think if we all stay in the same room and then just someone keeps watching the room...
I was just thinking that on the other front of... I think we need to stick together and take shifts, guys.
Yeah, that works with me. I'm okay, so I'm happy to take first.
Yeah, can we take a long rest and, like, in shifts?
Yeah.
So the requirement is the same as 5e.
Yeah.
So you need to take 8 hours rest. So you're going to miss breakfast.
We've got a problem now, guys.
You're going to miss breakfast.
No, not necessarily. Rest can include other activities that...
You must sleep for six. So if you're going to take shifts...
O'clock. Oh, no, yeah. I mean,
it's going to take 8 hours, of which you could be resting for six.
I don't need it. I can do an all-nighter. Just to
do you want to just take watch all night?
I'm a bit high now. Like, I'm fully woken up. Like, I think I've talked to an alien.
So you're kind of wired. Okay.
I'm a bit wired. Yeah. So I think I'd struggle to get to sleep anyway.
Will you not take a point of exhaustion?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you will.
Yeah. Absolutely. So that's what's going to happen. Cool. That's all right.
But
right, well, thanks for ruining it, Alad.
That's what we've agreed. So Philip says, you guys sleep. I'm too wired. I'll stay watch all night.
And I kind of, I sort of through the night, I try and like sketch out my thoughts.
I'm going to say to Philip, if you do need to take shifts, then take shifts.
No.
No, 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 because Richard was going to lump it on us anyway before Alad ruined it. I'm just going to be like, yeah, no, I need to just get... So I just get as much paper as I can, and I'm just, like, sketching out the alien, just, like, you know, like, just chucking your thoughts onto a piece of paper just to get them out. So I'm just... Can I do an arts and crafts check, is my point?
Yes, you can, but cool. The first thing that's going to happen is that you're going to make a constitution saving throw.
18.
Okay. You don't fall asleep in the first couple of hours.
Great.
That's fine. I'm just trying to find...
I think that shows the level of what this sort of work is, the fact that you want to do an arts and crafts check, not anything.
No, my point is, I want to draw a picture of it, and I want to know how good the picture of it is, how good my memory is of the alien, and, like...
Sure. Okay.
It's like a sketch artist in a police station. Tell me about it. Well, he had big fangs, and he had big pincers, and I do the Harry Potter thing again.
Okay, so the next thing that's going to happen is you're going to make this arts and crafts roll. Awesome. How good is your sketch of the creature?
I'm tempted to use my inspiration for it. I'm not going to use my inspiration for it. I'm going to make better use of it.
You should roll first.
Oh, 17.
You would do a pretty good sketch, presumably using the biro and pad rooms.
Just
for some reason, nobody knows.
What I'm imagining though is like there's like loads of like different. Just I've done it, and then you know, like kind of you see in like a film where someone's dribbled it and just throws a piece of paper like away, and it carries on, kind of like Will in Stranger Things, where he's just like drawing that weird veiny map thing. But
so right next to Gethin's next to Gethin as he sleeps, there's just like a pile of balled up bits of paper, but eventually you get a picture of the creature that you're quite proud of.
Cool.
And then you look at the picture in your folder and you look at the creature and you're like, yeah, that's the same thing. That's what and then you're kind of you're very aware that you're the one keeping the group up safe now because they're all asleep.
I put my hand on my gun.
And I'd like you to make another constitution save, please.
Okie dokie. 15. Doing well on the roll so far.
Yep. You're still awake.
Yeah, cool.
No problem. What else are you going to do throughout the night?
Again, I'm just trying to... Is there any benefit of me sort of replaying it, just trying to... Like, kind of like Alex... No, sorry, Alex. So like George was trying to do, just kind of analyze it and see if I can get anything from the very brief encounter that I had with it. Kind of like I'm trying to think, like, jot down my thoughts of like, well, it was aggressive, but there was some intelligence there. But you know, just try and get as much of a almost like a dossier as best I can of my brief encounter with this thing.
Make me whatever check you think is appropriate. He says.
Stuff.
sure, if you want to try and do it real quietly.
If you let me use my plus 8 on it, then yeah.
I mean, it'll be really quiet. We'll have to do another roll to see whether or not it's any good, but...
No, it's fine. Streetwise, maybe? Sure. I'm trying to think, well, I've got natural sciences.
Natural sciences, why not? Let's do that.
Cool. That's not as good, that's an 11.
An 11, okay. You make notes that sort of say big eye, pointy teeth, claws, ouchy business.
Ouchy business.
Yeah, so you make...
Hurt Gethin.
The ouchy spikes. From your...
I'm imagining I've got, like, arrows for, like...
Ouchy spikes,
big
looky
spikes
people.
And nasty eye.
Yeah. So you label your diagram. Yeah. the thing that... The one thing that becomes kind of clear is that the more you look at it and the more you remember, the more you're like, that's not a humanoid. It's not, like...
Is it like an insect kind of thing? That's what I imagine.
Well, it's more that it's not humanoid. It's not mammalian. It doesn't seem to be like insectoid. It's not like a big insect either. It doesn't seem to have anything in common with creatures from this planet.
But it had like a carapace. I'm imagining
it had a hard outer shell, but maybe more like an elephant or a rhino than like a spider. It wasn't an exoskeleton.
Okay.
So you kind of make a note of this.
Yeah, I just sort of jot all this down, which in reality Alad writes down for me.
Well, I realised that I should be starting to try that. So it's got a hard outer shell, a bit like a thick leathery skin.
More like an elephant, yes, rather than like hard like a beetle or anything, yeah.
Alan, I can't believe you're letting Adam just subcontract out the making of notes. Just like...
Well, I'd rather keep them all in one place.
If he doesn't, we won't have any notes at all.
And that's how you punish him.
And us.
I'm just going to add to my character sheet, I'm going to add drawing of Alien, and I'm also going to add Alid's notes on the
Okay,
Alien.
Brilliant.
There we go. That's on my character sheet.
Essentially... It shares no characteristics with anything from the kind of the world as kind of natural history as Philip is aware. So it's not like it looks like a...
Yeah, so I'd like pincers kind of things and a big eye.
No pincers. I don't know where you got pincers from.
Well, what did it scratch people with?
Claws.
Oh, sorry, right, okay. I thought it was a pincer for some reason.
Bipedal. Two claws, slash... As you mentioned them just too many times, I was like, I need to disabuse him of the pincers thing. It didn't bite you, it scratched you with its claws.
Okay. I'm still imagining...
Yeah,
like,
you're still wrong too, yeah. But okay.
I built my own cannon.
Like, sharp pointed teeth, one single enormous eye, which... Just none of it shares any kind of... anything with the evolutionary tree as we're aware of it. And then I'd like you to make one last constitution saving throw. Will Philip fall asleep? Are our heroes safe? And where do the creatures come from? Find out the answer to some, all or none of these questions next time on the next episode of... The D20 Future Show.
This is prepared for me. That was a prepared
description. I'm going to have to edit that into something that sounds good at the front of the podcast.
I've been planning that since you told us.
Do you want another go, Adam?
No, it's fine. Will you please
just have another run because... he got kicked off the force for losing some evidence? Will you just give that a go?
No,
because
he got kicked off
the force for, I don't know, some drug stuff.
For some drug stuff,
he's going to sound real bad.
Yes, for some drug stuff. What's your problem with that?
Okay, here we go.
You get what you get with me.